time because it's a great chapter of the Word of God, but the last time in this study. And we are coming to a high watermark as far as Scriptures. You know, I do understand, and I know you do too, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen. You know, we understand that. But as we read through the genealogies, it's a little different, isn't it? Amen. As we read so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, we know that God has put those in there for a reason. But then there are other verses that just jump off the page. And I'm telling you, these two verses right here that we're going to look at tonight are some of those jump-off-the-page verses. So if you're able, if you're physically able, would you stand out of respect and reverence to the Word of God? And we're going to read both verses in unison aloud, and that is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. I'm telling you, as soon as you start reading them, you'll know exactly what I'm saying. Some of you have memorized these verses. They're just tremendous verses. Let's begin in verse 20. Ready? Begin. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You may be seated. Our final lesson out of the first three chapters of Ephesians is lesson number 41. I think about that and I think, well, we got another three chapters to go. That'll put us at about 80 lessons. Amen. Who knows? Amen. Maybe the next ones will go a little quicker. But by way of review, in our last lesson, if you have a lesson sheet there, we looked at a pastor's desires, blank line there, pastor's desires for God's people. Okay? A pastor's desires for God's people. And then we had 5 points from last week. A pastor's desires for God's people. And so the first thing we looked at out of verse 16 is that they would be strengthened in the Spirit. Strengthened in the Spirit. That's verse number 16. He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with the might by His Spirit. The second thing we looked at was that verse number 17, that they would be settled by Christ, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Okay? We talked about there that how we're being conformed into the image of Jesus Christ, that He would be, I think it's Galatians 4:19 that says, Christ be formed in you, that we would be settled by Christ, strengthened by the Spirit. Third bullet point there, sustained in love. Sustained in love, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Okay? So sustained in love. And then the fourth bullet point is that we would sense the love of Christ. It says there in verse 18 that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. So we looked at that there. And then the last one out of verse number 19, it says, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, that we would be satisfied with all the fullness of God. And so this passage has been a prayer. Really, if you go back to the beginning of the chapter, Paul is sharing his heart, he's sharing his experiences through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But here, he moves from prayer to praise. How many of you know about that during your prayer time? Don't you? Sure. Sometimes it's the opposite. Maybe we start with praise, and then we move to prayer. But it's a wonderful mixture, isn't it? Amen. It goes from supplication to adoration, or vice versa. And so he concludes this passage on prayer. He concludes with praise, too. And we have three Roman numerals tonight. Number one, the incredible person of God. The incredible person of God. And he says there, and really the title of our lesson, it's in both verses. Verse 20 says, now unto him. And then at the beginning of verse 21, he says, unto him. So he's ascribing praise here to the incredible person of God. And by the way, it's okay to say that God's incredible. You know, sometimes those words are overused. I think of a word when I was a kid that just became such a popular word. It was the word awesome. Awesome just became this, it was overused. I'm going to tell you something. There's only one that's awesome, and that's Almighty God. He's awesome. He is incredible. And he is deserving of praise to be incredible. Amen. And so he's praising the incredible person of God. He praises God in his omnipotence, his ability to do, and boy, just following the text here, his ability to do, number one, verse 20 there, look at it. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I read that, I say, he has the ability to do, number one, all. He has the ability to do all. Amen? All. Anything, everything, all things, it all, listen, he created it all, and by him all things consist. So he has the ability to do all. Secondly, number two, he has the ability to do all that we ask. You know, we have not because we... I know that's true in my life. I know it is. Amen. Now, there are some times we ask for things and God says no. That's all right too. It's within the will of God here. But the Bible says this. He has the ability to do all that we ask. The ability to do all that we ask. Number three. The ability to do all that we ask or analyze or think. The ability to do all that we ask or analyze. I don't know about you, Brother Case. I can think of some pretty big things. But I can't think of anything bigger than what God can do. How about that? I love that passage in 1 Corinthians 2:9. We think about heaven. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. And I, listen, we talk about it. I can think of some wonderful things. I think I know what the Bible says a little bit about heaven, but God says, no, you can't even think of it. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. I don't know about you. That's pretty wonderful to know that God is able not only to do all, not only to do all that we ask, not only to do above all that we ask or analyze or think, and then number four, to do above all that we ask or analyze. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, maybe that's why, Brother Stark, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that Paul broke out in praise to the incredible person of God. He got to thinking about God and how powerful he is and how much ability he has. Amen. Woo. He praises God and his omnipotence, his ability to do, number one, all. Number two, all that we ask. Number three, all that we ask or analyze. Number four, above all that we ask or analyze. Number two, so he praises, ascribes praise to God here for the incredible person of God. Number two, the inexhaustible power of God. Just as God is incredible in his person, he is inexhaustible in his power. And by the way, think of the power of God. Think of the power of God. Sometimes when we think of the power of God, I don't know about you, I've been places where I thought, boy, of the power of God. I remember, and I've shared this before, when my wife and I went to Hawaii, and we were on Kauai, and we spent most of our time on Kauai. And Brother Jeff, you would look up at these mountains, these green mountains. They were green all the way up. This literally, I think it's the wettest spot on planet Earth in that particular section of Kauai. And you'd look up into these green mountains, Brother Lowell, and they go right into the clouds. I never seen anything like that. I mean, I've seen mountains. I've been around mountains all my life. But they just kept going. And I said, boy, they're higher than the clouds. Glory to God. Oh, the power of God made all that. Yes, he did. Hey, I've been to Niagara Falls countless times. We used to stop there with our teens, Brother Jim. Every time we go to Cross America, I get to actually dread Niagara Falls. Amen. Oh, we're going to stop there again. And I tell you what, you go to Niagara Falls and you think the power of God. The power of God. But you know what? The power of God isn't always in massive things. You ever seen a little flower bloom? Quietly, softly, right where it is. That's the power of God. I have three points here, and I'll just kind of throw them at you. But when I think of the power of God, I think of the inexhaustible power of God. I think of the power of the gospel of God. The Bible says, Paul said in Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation." And that's that word dunamis, dynamite, amen. It's powerful. Hey, think of what the gospel did in your life. I think of what the gospel did in my life. What no reformation can do, what no decision could do, what no turning over a new leaf could do, the power, the mighty, inexhaustible power of the gospel. And it happens every day in countless lives, amen. The power of the gospel of God. It's inexhaustible. That's why we ought to give it out more. Number two. Not only the power of the gospel of God, but the power of the word of God. It says that in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved it is the power of God." The power of God. Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword." Same word, by the way. Dunamis, dynamite, amen. It's powerful. Hey, think about the power of the Word of God in your life. Think about the change that the Word of God has made in your life. I say this to people, and some people don't believe me. I've talked to lost people. I tell them, listen, even if I wasn't saved, I'm going to tell you something. The Word of God has made me a better person. The Word of God has... Now, it'd be terrible to be a better person. I think of Jehovah's Witnesses,
yeah.
Mormons, good people by human standards. It'd be terrible to be a good person and die and go to hell, be good. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the power of the Word of God in our lives. Yeah. I think about it. Think about this message I'm getting ready to preach on Sunday night, and I think about the decisions that God has helped me to make, but again, I had to make them. But I'm going to tell you what helped me more than anything else was the Word of God. The power of the Word of God. Amen. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the inexhaustible power of God is found in the inexhaustible power of God is the power of the gospel of God, the power of the Word of God, and then the power of the Spirit of God. The power of the Spirit of God. We have the reference there in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And again, same word used here. Romans 15, 13. And it says there, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power, dynamite, dunamis of the Holy Ghost." Ladies and gentlemen, we know if we go back just a page there, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 says, "In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." See, ladies and gentlemen, that power, the Bible says, the power which worketh in us. Certainly the gospel does that. Certainly the word of God does that. But who's the agent? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inside of us. That power which worketh in us. Now here's something I want you to chew on a little bit. God's ability is limitless. And all God's people said? But we must yield, trust, and obey. You see, contrary to our friends that subscribe to Reformed theology, we can limit God. And that's found in Psalm chapter 78, verse 41, talking about the Israelites. "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't yield to the power of God, if we don't trust and obey, we can limit God in our lives, and all God's people said. Say, how do you know, Pastor? Because I've done it. Stubbornness and self-will and sin, and all God's people said. So there's the incredible person of God. There's the inexhaustible power of God, the power of the gospel of God, the power of the word of God, the power of the spirit of God. God's ability is limitless, but we must yield, trust, and obey. And then number three, there's the infinite purpose of God. Look at verse number 21, please. It says there, what's God's infinite purpose? It says, unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Without Christ Jesus, it's not possible. It's not, we can't bring God glory on our own. Can't do it. Jesus Christ allows that to happen. Isn't it amazing that God provides a solution when there's a problem? You say, I have a sin problem. He says, I provided the solution to that. My own son. You say, well, I still have a sinning problem. Oh, I provided a solution to that. My son's blood cleanses us from all sin. Amen? Here, it's the infinite purpose of God. God's purpose is that our lives would bring glory to him. Three ways, or three areas, I guess we could say. Number one, personally. Personally. You and I, unto him be glory. Unto him be glory. And that is what we have listed there, private worship. John chapter 4, Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, and he said, there come a day when the worshipers of God shall seek him and shall worship him, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That is deeply personal. We do worship God, and we're going to talk about it a little bit corporately, but ladies and gentlemen, corporate worship without personal worship leads to Phariseeism. If you only worship God at 10:45 and 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Wednesday, I'm telling you, you're not personally worshiping God. You're just corporately doing it. I'm talking about private worship. Just you and him. Maybe it's a desk. Maybe it's a light. Maybe it's a couch. I have a dear friend of mine. He runs a camp. He said, you know, the best worship I have with God is on a lawnmower. I said, that's a strange place to work. He said, it's just me and God. Yeah. It's just, he said, and I could talk to God and nobody's going to look funny at me, amen, because they can't hear me anyway, amen. The mower's running, amen. I'm just talking about just you and God, just you and God. Listen to me. I'm all for family altar. I'm all for spouses praying together. But I'm talking about just you and God. You know, when you privately worship him, God gets glory. God gets glory from that. He's glorified in our private worship. But then secondly, and I have 4, 5, 6 on mine, publicly. Publicly. It says there right in the text, amen. Unto him be glory where? In the church. Let me try it again. Verse 21. Unto him be glory in the church. So secondly there, not only personally, but publicly. It is right, ladies and gentlemen, to corporately gather. I realize that that's not popular. You say, why? Well, we probably have about 100 more people here on Sunday morning. And we're gathering right now, worshiping him. That's what we're doing, amen? Expounding on the Word of God. And I understand it seems to be getting less and less and less on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights, but I promise you this, bless God, as long as I'm your pastor, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep pushing it. We're going to keep promoting it because it's right to publicly worship him. Amen. Corporately, publicly, amen. Coming together as a body. It's not only in the church, but we are the church. Amen. And so the infinite purpose of God is that we would bring glory to him personally, publicly, and I love this, and this is all God right here, perpetually. Perpetually. You know what that means? Forever. Look what he says in the text. It's incredible. Unto him be glory in the church. And here's the reason it can be forever. Because Jesus is the one that said, because I live, ye shall live also. Amen? By Christ Jesus, throughout how long? All ages, world without end. You know, that's kind of one of those redundant statements, isn't it? Throughout all ages, world without end. It almost doesn't have to say it, but it's almost, forgive me, and I hope I'm not being trite, but Brother Abe, it's like the cherry on the sundae. He says here, forever. You know, when you say forever, you don't have to say forever and ever. It's kind of like my kids when they get fighting. Said, well, I love mom infinity. And the other one says, well, I love mom infinity plus one. No. Well, you don't have to say plus one on top of infinity. Infinity is infinity, amen? Right. World without end. Yep. Throughout all ages, world without end. And then he says, amen. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you. I got blessed just by reading this passage. I got blessed by putting this outline together. And I'm getting blessed by my own preaching tonight, amen? And that's rare, amen? Unto him. It's all about him.
That's right. Amen.
Remember that with our lives. What's his purpose? That we would bring him glory. That is our purpose. That's your purpose. That's my purpose. And that's our purpose. And one day we're going to do it for all eternity. To God be the glory. Father, we love you. Thank you so much. Oh, Lord, what a passage tonight. Lord, I feel so inadequate. Lord, I feel like we could stay in this passage for literally months. Look at it. So deep and so rich. But Lord, help us tonight. Lord, I think about we desire, and we should desire, to bring you glory in our lives. Oh, help us tonight, Father, please. Help us to bring you glory. God, would you please arrest our attention to areas of our life that perhaps we're limiting you. Perhaps we're doing what we want to do. Lord, not what you want to do. I pray that you would please, Lord, bless. We thank you for all that you give. Lord, bless now as we close our service and as we have our time of business tonight. I, Lord, just pray that you would just please be with it all. Lord, may we, even in the simple things, Lord, you said whatsoever you do in word or deed or whatsoever you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. Lord, even in the small things, that we can bring you glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Miss Rock.